you have. So if you're saying I'm going to be depressed for the rest of my life, I never get through this, guess what? You're going to sit right where you're at, never leaving, never moving, never having the promises that God has given you. And that's the most horrible, saddest thing, I think, besides not having Jesus at all. You got the most wonderful gift in this world. He's given you. These are words straight out of the Word of God. He's given you all power, all authority. And the second most horrible thing, other than not being saved, would be living your life not tapping into who He says you are. Not lifting your voice up when you're feeling depressed and say, absolutely not. I am the head and not the tail. I am joyous. God gave me joy unspeakable, full of mercy. I am who He says I am. Use the Word of God. That's what this is saying. When I open up my mouth, what am I speaking when I open up my mouth? What causes the walls to come crashing down? It's the Word. It's who He says we are. It's the authority He's given us. It's that He sits on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying over us every single minute of every single moment that this life is here. Nonstop, not ceasing, not quitting, not sleeping, not slumbering. You wonder if God's ever left you. God's never even slept one minute since you've been alive. Your mind, your name has never left Him. The love He has for you has never waned. God has not forgot about you. God has not left you. God has not forsaken you. Just the opposite. God has given you His love. He's equipped you. He's made you who you are in Christ. He's given you all the power, all authority to fight through whatever you're going through. Whatever the enemy tries to throw at you, get up. Quit sitting. Quit accepting it. Stand up and shout, because you have the victory.
Jesus has given me. praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord one more hand clap tonight. Woo! Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Lord is good. Praise God. God. Hallelujah. Hey, we have a prayer request for a man by the name of Jim, and he is a fire chief in a city close to us, and right now he's struggling with this virus, so we're just going to pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Jim before you right now, Father. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just break the power of this virus, God. Father, we curse every symptom, God. Father, we curse this sickness, God. And we ask you in the name of Jesus right now to pull this out of him, God. We loose the working of miracles and healing to flow, Father, into Jim. And that, God, we will hear of a quick recovery, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. You know, the other day we prayed for a gentleman. And he was actually in the hospital in the special care section in intensive care on a ventilator. And after we prayed, I want you to know the very next day, that guy was actually coming home. Amen? So I want you to know God is a God of miracles. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. It's good to see each and every one of you. What am I supposed to be doing right now? First of all, I want you to know that we do encourage you, if possible, on Saturday night. Huh? On Saturday night, if it's possible, at the church in Botkins, only believe in Botkins, Brother Jesse DePlantis is going to be here at 6:30. So he comes every year, and he likes to start his year off there. You know, it's so funny because if he would tell you his story, he got this call from this Pastor Dosick when he didn't even know who a Pastor Dosick was. And Pastor Dosick said, I was praying and God told me that, you know, to invite you because you should come at this time to the church. And of course, Brother Jesse said, well, I'm glad that you feel that way. He said, but I want you to know I have a schedule set every year at this time I'm here. He said, and I'm certain that, you know, I'm not going to be able to come. Said, I already have my normal meeting. And Pastor Dosick said, okay, I'm hearing what you're saying, but I believe God told me you were going to come here. So guess what happened? That meeting got canceled. And the guy called Brother Jesse and said, hey, can I change my meeting to here? And, you know, I know you've been coming a long time. I'd like to change it to this date. So he called Pastor Dosick back and said, well, he said, I guess I'm coming to only believe. Amen. And he's been coming there every year now for like 20-something years. And so it's been a great blessing. So if you can, and you know who Brother Jesse DePlantis is, you should come and be there for that. Amen? And I think that tonight I'm going to give you an opportunity to give your last offering of the year towards the end of the service. And I think for right now, I'm just going to get in here and give you just a word for a few minutes. Praise God. And then we're going to spend some more time in worship. Amen? Because I think we should just sing the old year out and the new year in. Amen? And I just want to remind each and every one of us that I would like for us to get through 2020 and just believe and know that, hey, all of this is behind us. But I'm just going to tell you, that as I've been praying, I still think that we have some hurdles out in front of us. Amen? And I want you to know that I believe that even though we're coming into a new year, and I'm very thankful for it, we're going to still see our share of challenges. Amen? And I want you to know something, that the Lord himself knew that we were going to face challenges. And I just want to remind you of what Jesus prayed for us right before he was going to the cross. It says in John 17, verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. And he's praying unto the Father, and he says, those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. I want you to know something. What a powerful statement. I want you to know that the Bible says that not one believer can be taken out of the hand of God. I want you to know that not one believer can be lost. I want you to know that if you ever back up on your salvation, I mean, you have to do it kicking and screaming, and you have to fight your way out, because I promise you this right now, God will never let you be deceived into anything. God would never leave you or forsake you. And I want you to know something, that it's high time for all of us as believers to stand for him like he stands for us. Amen? I want you to know something that, well, we're going to get into some things here, but I'll just say this to you first. And it says, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. I want you to understand something, that as a believer, from now until the Lord comes back, no matter how much turmoil goes on in the world, no matter how much difficulty happens, no matter what's out there, if you as a believer stand strong in your faith, you just have a promise from the Lord to keep you no matter what. Remember, the Lord says, just as you have sanctified me and keep me, I pray that you sanctify them and keep them. And notice this, that the Lord did not say that I pray that you take them out of this world. No, no, no. He did not want them being taken out of this world. He wants us in this world, because to be honest with you, and every one of you should know this, the key to the world having goodness, grace, mercy, and an opportunity to know God is you. I want you to know that the body of Christ is what has kept the world going and what will keep the world going until the return of Jesus. Do you understand that the main reason why the church is going to be taken out of the world is because destruction and the plan of finishing this earth cannot happen while we're here? Remember, if you would look back into the Bible, you would see that Abraham contended with God. And what did he contend with him about? He said, Lord, if there be 50 righteous in the city, the Lord says, I will not touch it. If there be 30, if there be 40, 30, if there be 10, God said, I will not touch it. I want you to know something, that you have a promise that salvation is available to you and goodness is available to you, no matter what's going on around you. Remember, God gave you a promise that I will abide with you, and my Father and I will come and make our home with you. I want you to know something, that in this world today, you as a Christian ought to be shouting and standing strong in who you are, knowing that because you are letting God be the source of your life, you are going to be blessed even when things are being difficult. Amen? I want you to know something, that there is time and time in the Bible where the Lord reveals to us just how good he is to his people. Remember that when plagues were falling on Egypt, remember that one time it got so dark that the Egyptians could not even see their hand in front of their face. All light was gone. It was completely dark, but they could look over. And guess what? There was lights on in the land of Goshen. Because God will never leave his people in the dark. He will never leave you where you could be deceived or hurt or tricked. I'm telling you that you are going to rejoice in the fact that you know God. Amen? And I want you to know something, that as a believer, It is your responsibility that even though the world starts to let things go, and even though the world starts to digress into things to where their convictions change and right becomes wrong, you know, the Bible says this, that we have got to be concerned because in the last days, right will be wrong and wrong will be right in the world's eyes. But I'm telling you that the covenant of our God does not change. I want you to know that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What God has declared to be right 1,000 years ago is what God has declared to be right today. Amen? And I'm telling you that the most progressive, advanced, futuristic word that you're ever going to touch is the word of God. Amen? I want you to know something, that even if we get down the road 50 years from now, I'm still going to be looking young then, baby. Hallelujah. But even if we get down the road 50 years from now, I want you to know something, that the word of God will still say what it says. The word of God will still produce miracles. The word of God will still bring life. And the word of God will not change. Amen? Woo! Hallelujah. I want us to be prepared because the Bible says some things very specific to us, and I'm going to get to that in a minute, but I just want to say some things about the fact that Jesus understood that in this world you were going to face adversity and difficulty. Amen? Remember, Matthew 11:12 says that the kingdom of God suffers violence. And it says two things: the violent take it by force. Another scripture says that the kingdom of God suffers violence and that all of us must press into it. Do you understand what that means? Do you think that God wants you to be violent in the natural sense? No, absolutely not. But the Lord expects you to be convicted. The Lord expects you to be a person of prayer. The Lord expects you to be a person of faith. The Lord expects you to be a person of holiness. I want you to know something, that this might not be popular in today's world to teach this, but I want you to know something. You better live your life with the convictions that God puts out there. Amen? I'm telling you, if you're married, be the husband of one wife, and don't let fornication, adultery, or anything touch your marriage. Amen? I'm telling you that you need to be people of accountability, and we need to stand on the word of God and not be afraid of it. In fact, we need to embrace it. Amen? I want you to know that I believe coming up in this next year and for the foreseeable future, that here is something that we're going to need to remember about the Bible and what it says. And it says this to us, and these are very clear scriptures that are just transparent and full of the goodness of God. And I just want to share this with you. I believe you know it, but it says here in Galatians chapter 6, I believe. Hallelujah. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. I want you to know something, people. We must love God and love his commandments. And we must do this life his way, not our way. Let me tell you something. I've heard people say, well, me and God got our own thing going on. I want you to know something, that you may have a God that you have something going on with, but it is not the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he says, how dare you call me Lord and doeth not what I say. Amen? I want you to know something. If you think that you can bargain with God, well, I'm going to sing good on Sunday, but I'm going to have sin in my life Monday through Friday, you got another thing coming. Woo. Well, hallelujah. This is a good New Year's Eve message. Amen. Woo, praise God. No, but I want you to hear this, because it says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know what? I want you to know something. We should live our life for God every day, because in due season, we are going to reap. Now listen to me. Mark chapter 10 already tells us that God says that he will give us 100-fold in this life, but in the life to come, eternal life. Let me tell you something. Not only are you going to reap, I heard a pastor say today, he said, you know, I was talking to a man, and this guy was arguing with me about if there was a heaven or if there was a hell. And he said, let me tell you something. He said, from what I have seen God do for me and the goodness of God that has been on my life, he says, I know I'm going to heaven. He said, but I tell you what, I would still live for him if he just blessed me in this life because of how good he has been to me since I've been saved. And I want you to know something. Everything is better when God's a part of it. Amen? And when this scripture says to us that in due season you shall reap if you faint not, I want you to know something. That is speaking to your life that you have now. That's speaking to what you do on a day-to-day basis and how God will intervene and how God will heal, set free, cancel debt, do many things for you on a day-to-day basis. But I also want you to know something, that in due season, we're going to reap if we faint not. The Bible says that those who endure to the end shall be saved. The Bible says that God is going to rescue you whether we see the Lord come back or not. Maybe we go before the Lord comes back. It does not matter, because I tell you what, when you finish your course on this life and you take your very last breath, the Bible says to be absent from the body for the believer is to be present with the King. Amen. Woo! I tell you what, you know, I enjoy food down here. I can't imagine what our last supper, what our supper and our celebration is going to be with the Lord. Amen. Can you imagine? Praise God. But I tell you what, it's going to be quite the celebration. But this is what I want you to hear. Don't grow weary in well-doing. I want you to know something, that a believer must guard their faith today. Because I tell you what, there are so many things out there that suggest that you can compromise. There's so many things out there. You watch the news and media and everything else. You have to be careful, because it seems like people are putting forth today that you can compromise as long as you get your way. And I'm telling you that that is no way for a believer to live. Listen, even if the world doesn't keep the convictions of just moral right and wrong, I tell you what, that as believers, you need to keep the convictions of the Lord. Amen? Because the Bible says, in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Remember, the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Uh-oh. So we don't want to reap that in due season. Amen? We want to reap what happens when you walk in the Spirit. The Bible says that those who are led of the Spirit, let me tell you something, you're going to walk in life, amen? You're going to walk in goodness, and we want to make sure that we walk in the abundance of God's goodness and grace, amen?
It's funny, I hear in my spirit, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks.
Amen.
So what you got coming into you, what you're listening to, what you're watching,
amen,
everything that has to do with what's going to come out of your mouth, what's going to be in here, what's going to resonate in your heart when your hardship comes, or when you're standing on something and you're believing for something. If you are surrounded by naysayers saying, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard you say, you're never going to get that. Why are you believing for that? You need this in your life. Why are you asking God for that? Why do you think that God is just a name it and claim it God? Now, I don't believe God's just a name it and claim it God. And that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying there are certain things he puts in your heart to stand upon.
Amen.
But what you hear around you and what you put inside you, what you're listening to, what you're watching, I mean, that song comes to my mind. Be careful, little ears, what you hear.
Woo.
Amen?
Amen.
Be careful, little eyes, what you see.
Amen.
Because it's forming a thought process in you. That's why the Lord gave us his word.
Amen.
And you know, that's how defeat comes into your life.
Absolutely.
Because God's already given you a promise of it. So that means the victory's yours. From the very moment, the victory's yours.
Amen.
The victory's yours. The promise is there.
Amen.
Before you even thought it, the victory's yours. Why? Because that's what God's already done. He's already promised it. He's already said it. Ask me what you want. Will I not do it for you? That's what he says. Take no thought for what you need.
Amen.
out of the abundance of who he is. He'll Amen. Take care of your needs. Ask Amen. Him for what you want.
Amen.
What takes away and what crashes us is what we're hearing, what we're allowing inside, and what we're speaking.
Amen.
I'm telling you, your victory is in your confession.
Amen.
Your victory is in what you're spending your time in.
Amen.
If it's not the word, and if you're not confessing the word, then you don't have victory.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, as we were driving to church, mm-hmm. I was looking at some stuff, and I was thinking, man, God, these people, I wonder if people are really standing, because I know some people that are really standing firm on believing mm-hmm. this. Because if you hear everything outside, it's all against this thing. Mm-hmm. And the Lord spoke to me and said, that's how the enemy comes and attacks.
Mm-hmm.
He has voices that just continue to speak lies.
Amen.
Continues to speak lies, and you have a choice. That doesn't take away the authority or the victory right there.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice of listening to the voice that says it's not going to happen, it's over, this is done, you might as well just walk away from it, you might as well just go to bed, you're never going to get out of this depression, just sit down, your bill's not going to get paid, your water's going to get turned off, mm-hmm. just divorce your husband because he's never going to change, divorce your wife, she's always going to be that way. If you listen to the wrong voices,
mm-hmm.
defeat is coming.
Amen.
Because you're allowing it to fill you. It's stealing your faith. That's what Amen. The enemy does.
Amen.
He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Destroy Amen. What? Destroy your faith in who God
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're putting in the word and we're Absolutely. Speaking the word.
Absolutely.
Listen, I have thoughts of things that happened to me years ago that were horrendous. And all of a sudden, I'll just be driving down the road. It's like the most horriblest thing. And it hits through my heart like a stake that's been driven through there. Like it stops me in my tracks for a minute. And I used to sit there and cry about it. Like, why is this happening? Why is playing the pity party card? What? And then all of a sudden, the Lord said, why are you letting it happen?
Mm-hmm.
I've told you what to think
mm-hmm.
on. I've mm-hmm. told you what to fight off the thoughts of the enemy. And I've told you what's in my word that you're supposed to think on. So I'm telling you what. The next time, the devil was in trouble because now I'm armed.
Mm-hmm.
And those thought came to me and I said, that's not who I am. I am the bride of Christ.
Amen.
I am the head and not the tail.
Amen.
That is not who mm-hmm. I am. That is not who I am. I am a peaceful, loving mm-hmm. person. I love people. I don't hate people. I don't want to see harm come to
Amen.
People. Now, mm-hmm. not that I want to see. Not that. That's not the thoughts that are coming, but I don't want you to know what's coming, so I'm not telling you. But I'm just saying, I just stop it right there and say, no, that's not who I am today. Like Paul Amen. Said, I've never killed anybody.
Amen. Absolutely. Said, I have no blood on my hands. Mm-hmm. I've hurt no man. Amen.
Amen. Start to take authority over those things that are causing mm-hmm. doubt and unbelief to come into your life, that are letting you, maybe some of you haven't let go, but maybe the grip's gotten a little bit lighter than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too late. Grab back a hold.
Amen.
Squeeze as hard
mm-hmm.
as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Be that bulldog, that pit bull that won't let go.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I'm riding this out until my victory's here.
Amen.
And Lord,
Amen.
I thank you that even though I don't see it,
Absolutely.
I thank you that I'm through this thing.
Amen.
And that victory is mine.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to go right back into worship right after I share this final point, because it goes right along with what we've been talking about. It says in Romans chapter 13, verse 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And that's what we were just talking about. Amen. Is that we want to make sure that in this time that we don't allow ourselves to become dull. We don't allow what's going on in the world. We don't allow, whether it's the virus or whether it's anything else, we can't allow these things to consume us and take us off course of standing strong in our faith. We can't allow it to take us off course of not keeping our thoughts above and not beneath. Amen? I want you to know something. It's very critical in this time what we join ourselves to and what we don't join ourselves to. And I'm telling you that in 2021, you need to stir yourself up. You need to awake yourself. And you need to make sure that you're not involved with anything that would not be pleasing to God. We need to make sure that we grab a hold of our faith. We get our joy stirred up. We get our faith back out there. We get our dreams back out there. We get our hopes back out there. And one of the most important things that we need to remember is that the Lord said, "Now that I go up, Father, I send them." Do you know that the most important assignment you have is that the Lord says, "Now I ask you to go. I ask you to go." And I want you to know something, that whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, you have a word, you have a voice, you have a witness, and you have what it takes to make a difference in the world today. Amen? I want you to remind yourself as we go into this year that God is trusting you to carry the gospel. God is trusting you to walk for Him, to talk for Him, to reflect Him, and to confirm His word with your prayers and with your faith. I want you to know something. When people are in need, you have the answer. You have power in your touch. You have power in your testimony. And you have power in your prayers to bring a difference into people's lives. Amen? So this year, I don't think it's just going to step into 2021 and everything's just going to be back to normal. I don't believe that for one bit. I believe that this is a time where you need to press in. The Bible says, and we'll talk about this a little bit on Sunday, but the Bible says that, you know what? We need to awake and we need to be able to see the signs of the time. Amen? Says that you can see by a tree when we're entering into summertime. Amen? You can look up at clouds and you can know if there's a storm coming. I'm telling you that spiritually you can be attuned to the season you're in. Are we in the last days? You better believe it. Are we more ready than ever for the Lord to come back? You better believe it. And the Lord says, "When I come back, will I find faith?" Will the Lord find faith in us to press in to His coming? Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Restore every heart. just like it says in Psalms 150, that if you have breath, that you praise Him tonight. Let everybody that has breath praise the Lord.
And all the earth will shout our praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are You, Lord.
Come on, lift your voice tonight.
And all the earth will shout Your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are
declare that.